11:50 p.m., the start of what we cops call the graveyard shift. Actually, most people call it the graveyard shift, and we're no different. The room is empty now, except for the hunched figure of a plainly dressed woman in her 30s, leafing aimlessly through the tattered pages of a mug book. The shift can be quiet and uneventful, but it can also suddenly erupt with violence and savagery. Meanwhile, one sits and does nothing. The waiting is the worst part.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, fine. Top of the evening.
To you too. What?
Oh, tape recorder.
Really? What is it you're recording?
Precinct Diary. You like the title?
Another one of your literary efforts, I take it?
Barn, you know, it hit me last night. Barn, you know the one thing my writing lacks?
Got me?
Authenticity.
I mean, sure,
dry and pungent and moves right along, but it doesn't have that ring of reality. I mean, a sense of immediacy.
It's all very interesting, Harris.
However, I said to myself, hey, wait, hold it a second. I mean, you got work to do here. You can't be wasting time writing and typing stuff. So I thought of a tape recorder. It's accurate, unobtrusive, and won't interfere with the job one bit.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah, this is Natalie Blyer of Youngstown, Ohio. She, just came to the city for the weekend and lost her luggage at the airport. Cabbie brought her into New York by way of Connecticut, and then she was robbed outside her hotel.
Ma'am? Ms. Blyer?
What?
I'm Captain Miller.
Oh, of course.
Sorry your weekend had to start that way. We'll do...
You know, I'd watch all those I Love New York commercials back in Youngstown. You know, the ones with the Broadway actors singing and dancing, and everything was so exciting and colorful.
They're very appealing, yes.
They never mention the people with knives.
Well, they only have a minute.
There was plenty of time left.
Sure, but Hegel's dialectics is a clash between two forces. It's a natural and inevitable process, the result of which cannot be altered.
Well, I say that the Cowboys could have won the game if Smith hadn't dropped the pass.
But not according to Hegel.
You guys still rehashing the Super Bowl?
Dietrich is.
Only from a Hegelian perspective.
Really? I would have imagined you would have taken the Freudian approach.
For defense, sure.
What precinct? What was your horse?
What precinct, Harris?
Yeah, okay, we got it. Barn, there's a disturbance in a 24-hour drugstore over on 10th.
Okay, you and, Staubach.
Is this inevitable, too?
Mm-hmm. Right. Barney, got a possible bombing.
Where?
Here. Kogan says some guy just called up and said he's giving us 10 minutes warning.
How considerate of him. All right, see if Kogan needs any help clearing the building.
Okay.
We will leave it anyway.
Ms. Blyer, I'm afraid we're going to have to ask you to step outside. We're going to clear the building.
11:59 p.m. Bomb threat.
Harris!
There's more to follow.
Thank you. put those big signs up. Drugs. Yeah. Bright neon lights. Drugs. You try to get some, they jump right down your throat.
This is Philip Barth. You try to get some amphetamines with a forged prescription.
My doctor is out of town.
Come on. The druggist tried to stall him, and he got hysterical. Knock over a couple display cases.
Destroyed a couple of $100 worth of notions.
I had to have those pills.
You an addict, Mr. Barth?
Oh, no. I just can't go to sleep.
Doesn't want to.
Why not?
You're going to think that I'm just some kind of nut.
We already have certain reservations about you, Mr. Barth. Just tell me the problem, huh?
Succubus.
Watch your mouth.
Forget I said it, okay?
What is it he said?
Succubus.
Okay, Dietrich.
It's the opposite of incubus.
Oh, well.
These were the terms applied to certain demonic spirits in the Middle Ages.
That's right.
Succubus was a female demon who was thought to enter the bodies of men as they slept and have physical relations with them.
Oh, they come in the night and they drain a man of his vital energies. They dissipate his normal desires.
Is that what's happening to you?
You don't believe me, do you?
No.
And how come when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I've run 5 miles? How come I've got no stamina? How come I can't satisfy a real woman?
We're just cops. We don't have all the answers.
Book 'em.
Kaluba!
Evening, Inspector.
Well, sir, you heard me coming, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you could have made believe.
Well, Inspector, what brings you down this time of night?
I'm Bonnie. I was downtown signing off duty, you know, when I heard you got a little Bombaroni scare
up
here, huh?
It's the crank call. Certainly nothing to bring you out.
Oh, maybe not, Barney. But Frank Luger ain't going to lay cozy under the covers while his men are being blown halfway to the Poconos. Their bloody limbs being torn off their mangled bodies.
Inspector.
What? Sorry, miss. I don't want you to worry about one little thing.
I wasn't.
Good. It's best to keep them ignorant, you know, Vern?
Right.
Remember how they got the poor old Forster? Shoved 6 sticks of dynamite under the front seat of his package? In the middle of 6th Avenue, bud? Boom!
You want to dredge up old memories.
Even had his seatbelt fastened by. Didn't help him one little bit.
Well, we appreciate the gesture coming down here, Inspector, but it's late. I'm sure you're tired.
No, Barney, look. Should we go into your office?
Was there something specific you wanted to discuss?
Probably.
Be in my office if anybody wants me. Or anything.
Oh, I've never heard anyone have an experience like that. It must be kind of weird.
But if I could stay awake for a couple of nights, then I know she would leave me alone.
Yeah.
So don't let me fall asleep.
In a cage.
Just promise me that you won't let me fall asleep.
Okay.
Just promise it, please.
You fall asleep, I'll rip off your eyebrows.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Guy's a real fruitcake, huh?
Oh, yeah? What'd he do?
Well, he thinks there's some kind of female spirit going one-on-one with him at night.
Say again.
It's like in the Middle Ages, see? There's succubus and incubus. And what are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing a book on police work, so I'm recording our conversation. Go ahead.
No, thanks.
What do you mean?
I mean, don't record me.
Well, look, I don't want to misquote you.
I don't want you to quote me at all.
Why? What's the matter?
Nothing the matter. Just leave me out of it, all right?
Sure. Too many characters anyway.
Look, Lonnie, I know you think the old inspector's a pest sometimes, so if you got anything you want to do, say the word. Al vamos.
Well, as a matter of fact, I had the...
Just that I figured I'd rather be here talking to a friend and home all alone in the apartment, smoking a cigarette in the dark.
I guess this can wait. What the hell, I got all night.
Sure we do.
Mojo's on the phone with the bomber, and Kogan is working on a trace.
Yeah, well, now listen here, buddy. You know, you may think this is some big kind of joke, you know, but it's not. Because we're says it was just a test run, and he's got enough TNT to blow up the building.
We stepping out again?
I'm not going to send 105 cops into the street every time some nut calls. No, the bomb squad says the building is safe. The building is safe.
You're absolutely right, Barney. New York's finest don't go running over their tails between their legs every time they get a telephone call from some malcontent. Right, man?
Yes, sir, Reed.
Sure. Listen, Barney, I'm going to go back downstairs, say a few encouraging words to the uniforms, make sure none of them bolt. I'll see you later.
Something happened?
Never had a bomb threat.
No.
But we're not going anywhere.
Did that include the Poconos?
a.m. and we're still here. General panic has so far been averted, but a grim silence has settled over the precinct.
You want a candidate? Wait. I'm trying to concentrate.
Oh, so sorry. I'd forgotten what a chore that is for you.
Try forgetting the witty remarks.
I don't think I can.
I ain't asking you, Harris. I'm telling you.
You want to tell me that again?
You want to step outside?
I wouldn't mind.
Ah, please.
What's going on?
Just chit-chatting.
Club Precinct, Harris. Yeah, right. Barn. Bomber on line two.
Kogan. This is Captain Miller here, and you are Leon. Well, last we get... yes, we're still here, Leon. We did get your last threat, yes. Well, Leon, look at it this way. Leon, you say you're going to blow us up, but I mean, you know, we just can't take your word for it. Perhaps you can give us some indication of your expertise in the matter. Well, like, what kind of bomb is it? How did you build it? What kind of explosives did you use? Where did you get them? Leon, now wait a minute. I mean, I think we have a perfect right to know. I mean, after all, we're the ones who... Leon, now look. I'm sorry you feel that way, Leon, but... Leon?
Yeah, thanks. Kogan got a trace.
Good, okay, you and, Wojo.
Oh, lovely. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. You ready?
Shall we... step outside?
Sure. Somehow I have a feeling of an undercurrent of animosity around here. Something happened I don't know about?
Yeah.
Well,
No, not tonight. I'm too tired.
It's usually the woman.
I don't go in for that. No.
Do you want me to do something?
Not sure he's breaking any rules.
No visitors.
Okay, careful coming through the door.
I thought he really wanted to talk to me. He didn't want to talk to me. All right.
This is Leon.
Voice never matches the face, does it?
Leon's the panic barn. We picked him up at his apartment.
His apartment? Got back pretty quick, didn't you?
Just lives next door.
To us?
Mm-hmm.
That's Captain.
Hi, neighbor.
Look, Mr. Stepanek, what was
this all about? Now it's Stepanek. It was Leon before you caught me, right?
Excuse me, Leon. What was this all about?
I'll tell you what it's all about. All day long, hookers and deviates in front of my house. All night long, sirens howling, people screaming, shouting. It's like a wild party.
Look, I can appreciate your dilemma, Mr. Stepanek, but that doesn't...
And all you people are always in a hurry. Your squad cars shoot down the street at 60 or 70 miles an hour.
Emergency.
You killed three of my cats.
That wasn't me. Mr. Stepanek, just what is it you were trying to accomplish with this bomb threat?
I thought you'd move.
Move? It's the only neighborhood we can afford, Mr. Stepanek.
You know, when I moved here 15 years ago, I thought, beautiful. Live right next to the police station. Rest easy, feel secure.
That's a consideration.
I've been robbed 7 times, and the last time it took you people 20 minutes to get here. I live right next to the police station, for God's sake.
We got manpower shortages.
Look, I wouldn't mind so much the noise or the confusion if your people had been just a little neighborly. A little.
Well, we're kind of busy up here.
Busy? Too busy to say good morning when you walk by with New York Times under your arm? Too busy for a little friendly conversation? What's happening? How's it going? Anything new, Leon? Too busy to be human beings?
Had an open house a couple weeks ago.
Nobody told me.
Harris?
Oh, sure. Would you like to have a seat right over there, please?
Sure.
I'll go check on for priors.
Barn? You fall asleep?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did,
Mm-hmm. Miss Blyer. Any luck yet?
No, my God. It's him.
You're kidding.
Dietrich. Let's send out an APB on this gentleman here. Miss Blyer has identified him.
Well, how fortunate. Hopefully, we'll have to have you back for a positive identification, but in the meantime, you're free to go.
Oh.
Yeah?
It was nice meeting you all.
Our pleasure. Once again, I'd like to try to apologize for everything.
I'd made up my mind not to do all those stupid touristy things anyway.
I'm sure that getting robbed at knife point and spending half the night up here wasn't exactly what you had in mind.
It was better than seeing Annie.
You live around here?
Stepanek is clean.
Thank you.
Listen, Harris.
Hey, look, man. You can rest easy. I'm deleting you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Harris, the reason that I get so sensitive about your tape recorder is that I'm always getting in trouble for things I say. And then I gotta go in and have a talk. Exactly what did you mean by that, Wojo? I'm still unclear about that, Wojo. Kind of gets to you.
Yeah. Well, look, man, I mean, I'm not trying to trap you, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I just want it to be accurate, complete, and I want it to sell.
Sure. Oh, and what I said about forgetting your witty remarks, well, I don't mind them, so keep them coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was expecting something a little more witty. Good. You know, wit is a spontaneous thing. I mean, you know, it's not the kind of thing you just flip on like a light bulb. Guess not.
Here's a Fandemonium fun fact. Abe Vigoda, who plays Fish, a broken-down cop who looks like he might drop dead at any second, was in real life very healthy and highly athletic. Huh, TV just doesn't add 10 pounds, it adds 10 ulcers. Now stay tuned for more Barney Miller, only on TV Land.